Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of The Community. My name is Jim Stone, and there's a lot of information going around. If you're an independent contractor, if you're a small business owner, there's money flying around or maybe not flying around. I don't exactly know what's going on. That's why I brought in experts to find out about all these government programs that we have going on. We've got a PPP, we've got an EIDL, we've got an EIEIO. I don't know all the stuff we have. But we say hello to Kyle Berryman from BBCS Payroll and Christina Devine from Devine CPA in West Lafayette. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
It's good to see you. Your world has changed probably in the past couple weeks just a little bit, right, Kyle?
Absolutely, yes.
You're a payroll guy. Talk about the changes that you've gone through, that you've seen businesses go through.
So understandably, many of our clients right now are cutting back or closing during the stay-at-home orders. It kind of depends on the industry. We do payroll for a lot of restaurants, so obviously they've been cutting back. Some are getting creative and working half the staff one week, half the next, so that they can kind of spread the workload, spread the love. Some are on shortened hours but trying to do as much as they can. Even better, some have actually been able to continue to pay their employees to stay at home or work from home. It's really a different situation for sure.
Christina, how has this impacted your world? People got to be freaking out when it comes to accounting.
Right. I mean, right now we're normally focusing on taxes, and I haven't worked on taxes in about 3 weeks.
Right. So this is tax time, right?
Right. But it's not now. July is now tax time. It's fun. So right now, a lot of what we're doing is consulting all our small business clients and just pushing information out to the small business community on what we know as we learn it, because information changes every single day, sometimes by the hour. So
for either one of you, I don't care who answers it. I've heard about PPP. I've heard about EIDL. Who wants to describe what those programs are?
I can help with the PPP loans. The PPP stands for Paycheck Protection Program. It was an act passed by Congress last week, putting $349 billion into the workforce and is designed to keep workers getting paid. I'll preface this next part by this is a lot of information. The government rolled it out last Friday. There were a lot of frustrations and confusion early on. There were a lot of details that weren't ironed out right out of the gate. It really wasn't until earlier this week that we were able to get the details kind of ironed out as far as what information was going to be required. The idea behind the loan is that any employer under 500 employees can apply to get an SBA or a government-backed loan from their bank based on their payroll costs over the last 12 months or for the year of 2019. It's then divided into a monthly cost and multiplied by 2.5, then becomes the total loan amount they can get.
So I'm getting basically 2.5 months worth of payroll for my staff.
Correct. Yeah. And that's regardless if you've got work. So the employees can actually kind of be paid to be staying at home. The loan the business can qualify for is to continue paying their employees if it's used for specific purposes like payroll. In some cases, it can be used for mortgage, utilities, and rent. But I want to say, please confirm with your banker to make sure that you're meeting the qualifications for the specified uses. And if you do, the loan can be 100% forgiven, meaning you don't have to pay it back.
So then it's just a great, it's money in my pocket. All right, that's the PPP. Christina, what's this EIDL, Economic Income Disaster Loan? Is that what it stands for?
It is, yep.
Explain that. What's the difference between PPP and EIDL?
So the EIDL is something that's always been there for any disaster. There's a specific thing out there right now for COVID for small business owners. If you apply for the PPP, you can also apply for the EIDL. Most of the EIDL amount is determined off of your gross revenue for your business. So you turn in your gross receipts and you turn in your cost of goods sold, and they give you a portion of that as a loan. There is a specific advancement you can request right now that can be up to $10,000. We did find out this week that That is going to be calculated off of the number of employees.
Okay.
So for people that are sole proprietors or don't have any employees, they will be assumed at one and they will get $1,000. Everyone else will get $1,000 per employee, up to $10,000. That advancement portion doesn't have to be paid back. Okay. Everything else is a loan that is paid back.
My wife is a 1099 employee. She's her own self-contractor. That's what she goes out and she does. She started doing this in December. She doesn't have a year-long history of income. Does she qualify for any of this stuff?
That one's a little bit tricky. She could technically qualify for the EIDL as long as she's comfortable making the certification that she's been affected and that COVID has made it so she really needs this loan to keep on going with her business and not give up on it, basically. Mm-hmm. The other really important thing she could do right now is start filing for unemployment. Under the new CARES Act, they're working on it still. Unemployed people can apply for unemployment right now. They're still getting denied. But what they're telling people is if you're self-employed, go on and file for unemployment every week that you qualify. Eventually, you will get accepted. They're still waiting on guidance from the federal. They're still waiting on the federal funds to get to the state. But as soon as that happens, it will start getting accepted. So they're just encouraging people, go on every week and still file.
There's PPP, EIDL. What else is there, Kyle? Is there something else we need to be aware of?
Yeah, there's all kinds of acronyms floating out there right now. But the other one is the FFCRA, or the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. And it provides emergency sick pay, family leave, and extended family medical leave for employees that meet certain criteria or have been put under a quarantine order, you know, by a doctor or a healthcare professional, that type of thing. Or the biggest one right now is they're having to stay home because they can't find daycare and all the schools are closed. So any employer under 500 employees is required to pay this to the employees. You know, again, there are specific guidelines that can be found on the Department of Labor's website, but it's a great way to help keep the employees getting paid and earning income for those that can't work, even if there is work.
Christina, I'm just an average guy. I don't know all of this stuff, all this ins and outs working with the government. What kind of advice do you give to somebody who maybe doesn't understand all the stuff that they have to do in order to apply for some of this money?
I mean, if they don't have a CPA or someone that they can trust to advise them on this type of thing, now is definitely the time to hire someone like that, that you can trust and advise you, talk through your specific situation. Everybody's being affected differently.
There's a lot of stuff going on. What can small business owners anticipate coming up in the next few weeks, Christina?
So they're already working on a CARES 2 and a CARES 3 and a CARES 4. So there's a lot of more to come. If you want to know this information, go on and like my Facebook page. As soon as I learn something new, I'm posting it on there, and I'm just trying to push all the information out to our community so everybody can take advantage of what they're eligible for.
How often are you posting new and different news that's coming along? It's got to be just rapid fire, I would imagine.
Well, it tends to come in buckets, so it depends. I know yesterday I had like 4 or 5 different new posts scheduled throughout the day.
Kyle, anything else that you want to add before we wrap this up? I mean, there's so much out there. It's so difficult to cover in just a few minutes we have, but I appreciate you guys doing it. But what else do we need to talk about?
Yeah, I would say, you know, like Christina said, you need to stay engaged. There's no shortage of information out there, but you need to be proactive in trying to absorb it. Be in contact with your bankers, be in contact with your CPAs, your financial planners, your payroll company, and also be patient. Realize that the entire financial industry right now is literally overwhelmed. Bankers right now are probably busier than they have ever been, ever. Most of the ones I'm talking to right now are working till 11, 12 o'clock at night. They're working all weekend. Reach out, stay in touch, but be patient.
In order to do this, just can we go to any bank here in town and get stuff taken care of?
Typically, you're going to want to go to the bank that you already have a relationship with.
Uh-huh.
But if they're not, you know, there are some banks that are not participating in the programs. And at that point, it's you can kind of pick and choose your bank. But we've been seeing the most success with some of the smaller local banks. The larger national ones have been a little slow to react, or are weary of the program itself.
and they're just not as flexible as the small local banks can be. I mean,
not at all.
They have a lot of infrastructure built into it. Christina Devine from Devine CPAs in West Lafayette, Kyle Berryman from BBCS Payroll. Have yourselves a great weekend. We appreciate your time being part of the community.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.